Of course, we have the great schus this Shabbos to read Parshas Noso. Now, I want to draw your attention for a few moments to the Torah of the Rebbe from the beginning of the Parsha. And the beginning of Parsha, really, the beginning of Parshas Noso, continues on somewhat of the same thematic tone of Parshas Bamidbar, where there's a counting of the Shvatim, specifically, again, focusing on the Mishpachos, the families of Levi, and specifically identifying, first of all, their numbers, but also, more importantly, their particular responsibilities in transporting the Mishkan. So Rabbi Nachman makes a very interesting observation. The Rebbe says that whenever the Torah goes ahead and discusses the Shvatim, so the Torah always uses the same verbiage, which is Kol Yotzei Tzava. So this already started in last week's Parsha, where the Torah says as follows. The Pasuk says, Miben Esim Shana Vamalo, from the age of 20 years old and above, Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael Tifkidu Osom Litzivo, Osom Ata V'Aram. So anyone above the age of 20, now again, literally translated, Kol Yotzei Tzava, who is able to go out to the army, And the truth is, so when coming to count the tribes, so the Lashon is Kol Yotzei Tzava. You find that same Lashon in this week's parasha as well. By every count, we find it. Pasuk says, second Pasuk in this week's parasha, Naso es rosh b'nei gershom legamheim, lebeisav osan lemishpach osam, mibem shloshim shana v'amala, v'ad ben chamishim shana tifkod osam. So here we have again the children of Gershom. So children of Gershon are counted from the age of 30 to 50. Tifkod osam, you shall count them. Kalaba litzvot tzava la'avodah ba'ohel moed. So literally translated, who will go ahead and go out as part of the army to go and work in the ohel moed. So obviously what we see over here is litzvot tzava doesn't dafka just mean to go into the army. You see, in last week's parasha, when the Torah uses that lashon, I understand me, ben esrim shana v'mala, kol yotzei tzava b'yisrael. So if you tell me that we're counting the men between the ages of 20 and 60, and you tell me that it's a military count, so I understand it. But over here in this week's parasha, the Torah is not speaking, the Torah is using a different age bracket. The Torah is telling you that for b'nei Gershom, they are counted from between 30 and 50. Why? Kalaba litzvot tzava. So the same lashon, they're also going out. Tzava means like an army, a grouping. But in this case, it's la'avod avodah bi'ohel moed. But ultimately, again, really tzava means to go out to work. They're going out to work in the work of the ohel moed. So we see that the Torah uses this same verbiage. In last week's parasha, we assumed that the counting is to really count the number of potential fighting men. Here we see that the count is to identify, at least for the children of Levi, to identify the pool of able-bodied men to be able to help in working and transporting the Mishkan. But the point that the Rebbe makes is that whenever we're counting a group of people, we're always using the same verbiage of Kol Yotzei Tzava, which again literally translates whoever's going out to the army. So why? Why use that type of lashon? Meaning if, again, first of all, in this week's parasha, it's seemingly inaccurate. They're not going out to the army, they're going out to work in the Mishkan. So why not use more appropriate lashon? And even again, in the previous parasha, the count isn't only to go ahead and identify the size of the fighting force. The count is to go and identify the numbers within the klal. So why frame the count as Kol Yotzei Tzava? So Rabbi Nachman says here something quite beautiful. He says, Mashetziva Hashem Yisparach Lispar Osam. The idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to count Klal Yisrael, V'chol Echad Nikra Yotzei Tzava. We're probably going to spend 2 weeks on this piece this week and next in Meretz Hashem, but at least for the first chelik of it. And why is it that when it comes to counting people, the Ribbono Shel Olam calls every single person who is counted Yotzei Tzava? In other words, every person who is included in this count is called someone who goes out to the army. So says the Rebbe, I don't understand. Why is it that v'chol echad nikra yotzei tzava? Each of them are called being counted in the army. Kemo shekasuv b'chol mispar shekol shevet, as the pasuk says, by the counting of every single tribe, b'mispar shemos kol yotzei tzava. So why is it that every single person who is counted, this lashon of Yotzei Tzava, is going out to the army, is used? Why not just count them? Why do you need that lashon of going out to the army? So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, Ki kol echad tzarech liyos bichlal Yotzei Tzava. He says, because the truth is, every person has to see himself in life as a Yotzei Tzava, someone who is going out to the army. What does that mean? Yotzei Tzava Daiko Hainu Kishuhu Bebechinas Vinofik Shemisha Rotza Lasos Tshuva Tzarech Shia Lo Shnei Bikiyas. The Rebbe says, because they're going out to Yotzei Tzava, they're going out in the army, they're going out for battle, is the metaphor for success in life. Now, the true metric for success in life is the ability to do tshuva. Right? All of us make mistakes, all of us fall, all of us fail, as we discussed in other shiurim this week. Tshuva represents my ability to rebound. So the ability to be a baal tshuva really represents, it's the hallmark of being a successful Jew, of being a successful human being. So the Rebbe says that in order to do tshuva, in order to be a baal tshuva, a person has to be a yotzei tzava. A person has to know how to go out into the army. Why? Because when you're part of an army, there are two skills you have to have. Shemisha rotza lasos tshuva, tzarech shiya lo shnei bikiyas, haynu baki beratzon, baki b'shov. Ultimately, again, so he frames it over here. Let's go a little bit out of order. Let me read a few more lines and then we'll go back and explain it. Hainu baki v'ratzo, baki b'shov. Shu b'chinas ayol v'nofik, b'chinas im esak shmaim shamato. Shu b'chinas baki b'ratzo, va'itza sh'ol hinecha, shu b'chinas baki b'shov. Va'perish ha'pashit, shemisha rotze lelich b'darchi ha'tshuva, tzarech lach gar masnov shi'ischazek atzo b'darchi ha'shan tamid. So listen to this. So the Rebbe says, we'll leave the army on the side for just a moment. Rabbi Nachman says, in order to go ahead and be a baal tshuva, in order to know how to go ahead and master the art of tshuva, and know how to rebound even in the face of failure, the Rebbe says a person must possess two skill sets. A person must be proficient in rotzo. Rotzo literally means moving forward, and shov means reversing or moving backwards. What does that mean? Shehu bechinas ayol v'nofik. This also refers to the states of going up and going out. Bechinas emesak shamayim shamato shu bechinas baki b'ratzo. Va'itza sholinecha shu bechinas baki v'shov. Va'perish ha'pashatu. Listen to this. Shemisha rotze leilich b'darchi ha'tshuva. If someone wants to truly be a baal tshuva, tzarech lachagor masnov. He has to gird his weaponry. She is chazik atzmo b'darchi Hashem tamid. A person has to cling to the Ribono Shel Olam at all times. Bein ba'aliyah, bein bi'erida. A person has to find a way to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both during times of aliyah, times when I'm spiritually strong, times of ascent, bein bi'erida. And times, unfortunately, again, when I am low, when I am descending. Shehem bechinas im esek shamayim va'it va'atziyah sha'ol. Hainu, bein sheyiske la'iza aliyah la'iza madriga gidola, afa pikin al yamot sham. What that means is as follows. So what does it mean that I have to go ahead and I have to figure out a way to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during times of aliyah and yerida? So if I'm experiencing an aliyah, if I'm experiencing an upward spiritual trajectory, my life is going well, I'm doing well, I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm learning Torah, I'm doing mitzvot, I'm a baal chesed, I'm doing all of those things, afa pikin al yamot sham. You never rest on your laurels. You never go ahead and just simply stay where you are. A Jew never says, okay, I accomplished something good. Let's take a break. Let's rest over here. Let's reflect. Let's marvel at our accomplishments. Let's be so happy. No, even when you're in a place of aliyah, you're not allowed to rest. Al yamot sham. V'lo yistapek atzmo bazeh. And do not be content with the achievements that you have reached. Rak tzarech sheyihi ebaki bazeh ma'od leida ulahamin shut tzarech lalechas yoser v'yoser. Even when a person is in a state of aliyah, even when a person is in a state of spiritual ascent, he always has to say one word, more, 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 more. There is always more to accomplish. There's always more to do. There's always more growth. There's always more dveikus. Shu bechinas baki beratzo. That's what it means to be in the state of ratzo, moving forward. Even if, Baruch Hashem, I'm in a good place, I'm a ben aliyah, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but even so, I have to live a life of ratzo, of pushing myself forward and upward. Bebechinas ayil, going up, shubechinas, em esek shamayim shamato, vehem lechin lehefech. But the opposite is also true. The Rebbe explains, vehem lehefech. Shafilu imipo chas hashalom lemakom shiipo. Even if a person goes in, chas hashalom, falls into the abyss of life failure, afilu bishol tachtios, even if I'm very low, gam kein al yisya'ish atzmo li olam. A person is never permitted to give up on themselves. V'tomid yichapes yivakesh as Hashem Yisbarach. Even if I've fallen, and even if I've failed, and even if I'm mamish, like in the abyss, I'm in the abyss, I'm lost, I'm so lost I can't even find myself, even then, a person has to continue to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yichazik atzmo b'chol mokom shu b'chol ma shiyuchal. And a person has to mechazik themselves, strengthen myself, with any way that I can, with anything that I can. Gam ki gam b'shol tachtios nimsa Hashem Yisbarach, as the Rebbe very often says. Because even in the depths of the depths, afilu b'hastara shebastara, no matter how far I've fallen down, the Ribon Shom could always be found. V'gam sham yichodun v'dabik es atzmo ilav Yisbarach. And even there, when I'm in the abyss of life failure, I have the ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh b'chinas v'atziya sh'ol hinecha. Zeh b'chinas baki b'shov. Ki efshar lelich b'darchi ha'tshuva, kim k'shebaki b'shnei ha'bikios elu. So the state of shov, ratza v'shov. So ratza, the Rebbe says, means if I'm in a place of aliyah in life, I'm doing well, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm davening, giving tzedakah, doing chesed, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, even then, ratzo, I have to keep going further. I cannot be content with the accomplishments up to this point. I have to figure out a way to keep moving forward, to keep on growing. But even chesed shalom, if I've fallen, and even if I've failed, and even if I find myself in the abyss of catastrophic life failure, even if I'm v'shov, even if life is pulling me down, I still have to figure out how to achieve dveikus b'Hashem. I still have to figure out ultimately again how to push myself forward. I still have to figure out ultimately how to go ahead and somehow find the Ribono shel Olam, even in the depths in which I may find myself. And he says, ki I efshar lelich b'darchi ha'tshuva. A person can only be about tshuva if what? He says, ki im kishabaki b'shnei b'kilo b'hiyoselu. A person has to be proficient in both of these areas, in ratzo and shov. A person has to know how to push further when I'm in a state of aliyah in life, and a person has to know how to push further when I'm being pulled downward in life. No matter where I find myself on the spectrum of the human condition, of the spiritual condition, I have to strive for aliyah, I have to strive for going forward, I have to strive for dveikus b'Hashem. The Rebbe goes on, he says, asarach lios melumad milchama heitiv, ve'al kein tziva limnosam. So the Rebbe says something so exceptionally beautiful. He says, if you think about it, an army, what's an army? So when a person goes out to milchama, they also have to be well-versed in the art of ratza v'shov, right? An army has one objective, and that's to win. So if we're actively winning on the battlefield, fantastic. We don't stop and say, you know what? Hey guys, great day. You know, great 2 hours of battle. Let's rest here for today. No, when there's victory, you push on for more victory. But even when the army is beaten back, an army understands that you don't surrender. An army understands that you don't give up. An army understands that even in a state where they've fallen into the abyss, I have to try to still squeeze out the victory. So the Rebbe says, that's the pshat. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts Klal Yisrael, he calls us Kol Yotzei Tzava. He says, because if you want to be successful spiritually in life, you have to be an army. An army has one objective, and that is to win. An army has one objective, which is to vanquish its enemies. An army has one objective, which is to be successful. And the army never loses sight of that. The soldier never loses sight of that objective. If the soldier is being successful, he doesn't rest on that success. He pushes forward. If the soldier is being beaten back, he figures out how to dig deep within himself to find more strength to be able to surge forward. Says the Rebbe, that's not just the din for the soldier. That is the blueprint for successful living. To be Yotzei Tzava. If I'm a Ben Aliyah, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm leading and living a successful life, fantastic. Don't rest on the successes. Build on them. But even if, Chas Hashem, I've suffered some defeats, even if I feel down and out, even if I've fallen into the abyss of failure, I need to dig down within myself and find the tools to be successful. Find the tools for Dveikos B'Hashem. But I think also there's another Yisod in this. We could build on the Rebbe, which is maybe the allusion to the army has another piece, a little bit different than the Rebbe, but maybe borrowing from the Rebbe a little bit. That, you know, an army also realizes that at times it's necessary to retreat. At times it's necessary to go ahead and yield now so that you have the opportunity to regroup and to fight another day. So what the Rebbe is telling us is you always keep fighting. You always keep fighting. Even if you've been beaten back, even if you fall into the abyss, even if you're shov, you still have to reach back down within yourself and find the tools to be able to move forward. But maybe also, maybe there is a yesod that sometimes you surrender. Because at the end of the day, there are times when life beats us down, we are defeated by circumstances, and sometimes the message there is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm going down the wrong road. You know, I will say, the difficult thing in life is that sometimes failure is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes the message is, try harder. Sometimes the message is, this is the wrong derech. Sometimes the message is, no, you're on the right path, you just got to roll up your sleeves a little bit higher, put in a little bit more koach. Sometimes the message is, no, I want you to fail because this is not what's right for you in life. And that becomes one of the hardest decisions to make in life, because we've all experienced this. Times in life where we've tried something and it hasn't worked out, and I'm left wondering, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me to try harder? Or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me that I'm barking up the wrong tree? That maybe I just need to cut bait and move forward on something else in life? And of course, there's no right answer to that. That question requires incredible hisboninos and hisbodidos, requires introspection, contemplation, requires sometimes consulting with people who are greater than ourselves to try to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. But maybe that's the yesod also. Because sometimes when the army is beaten back, so the generals have to regroup, the army has to regroup and to say, listen, maybe the reason we were beaten back is because the strategy we were employing is not the right one. Maybe it's not the shaila about trying harder. Maybe it's a shaila of trying different. Maybe we need a new strategy. Maybe we need a new battle plan. Maybe we underestimated or didn't understand the enemy. Maybe we need to just retreat a little bit in order to be able ultimately to reassess, to take stock, and to figure out how to be successful. And I think these are the two approaches, ultimately, in understanding why HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead. And when He counts us, He calls us Yotzei Tzava. The Rebbe teaches us that ultimately, again, because to be successful in life, a person has to be like a soldier. A soldier knows the art of Ratza Vishov. Ratza, even when I'm successful, continue building on my successes. Never rest on the successes that have been achieved, but figure out how to do more. And Shov, even when I'm down and out, even when I'm down and out, even when I'm in the abyss, I have to dig deep within myself and find the tools to surge forward and to be successful. An additional approach that we add on to the Rebbe is maybe ultimately, again, the yesod of Kol Yotzei Tzava, of being like the army, is the army knows when to push forward and the army also knows when to retreat. In life, we have to figure out ultimately, again, when the derech that we know that we've chosen is the correct one, we have to roll up our sleeves and we have to surge forward. But sometimes when we encounter failure, we have to ask ourselves, is the failure because I didn't try hard enough? Or is the failure because I need to go ahead and choose for myself a different kind of derech? And sometimes there's the ratzo, I move forward. Sometimes there's the shov, there's the little bit of retreat. But the point of retreat is not to run away. The point of retreat is to regroup and to reassess. Is this the derech I should be taking? Or perhaps, again, it's time for a different life derech. The Ribbono Shalom had confidence in us that we could be excellent soldiers. Maybe Bizochem Yerza Hashem to internalize these most important tools of battle, the emotional, the spiritual tools of Ratza Vishov. May we take them with us, Emir Tashem, every step we take, every battle in life, and may we, Emir Tashem, be Zocha in all of our daily and all of our lifetime battles. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos.